Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveling, very, very much. Mary with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Appreciate her very much. My announcer for a long, long time, and my friend even longer. So thank you, Mary. We are joined by another friend I haven't known quite as long, but I really have a huge amount of respect for. And he is horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum, and that is a big job. This is Tucker Reed. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us, and you're going to talk about chrysanthemums. It has been a long time since anybody from the Arboretum talked about mums with us, and I'm glad you are. Tell us about them.
Well, this is not your standard pot mum. This is a mum called Country Girl, and it's a true perennial. It's found in a garden somewhere long ago, but this is, you know, you'd never grow this thing just for the fall. This is too good a plant to have and then just throw away like we do with all the rest of the fall month that you put out with your pumpkins and your hay bale and your little scarecrow. So, you know, this is a perennial mum. You plant it in zone 5. It's tough as nails. You've got to have it full sun. If you want to keep it compact, you cut it back in July, and you cut it in half, and that'll keep it a little bit more compact. But this is never going to stay small. 2 to 3 foot tall. Gets ready. I let mine go nuts. Mine are still in full bloom. Even through the frost and freezes, and mine climb onto shrubs, and then I just cut them off back in the winter when they go all dormant. But really easy to maintain, and just to let it just be a nice little thing. Beautiful pink daisy flowers with a yellow center.
Let me stop you. I want to ask you a question because I don't know this plant by that name. I don't know it, and I bet I've seen it at the Arboretum. This is a mum. I mean, it looks like a chrysanthemum. Doesn't look like a Shasta daisy or something else. I mean, it's a chrysanthemum. It's a mum that we would recognize being a fall mum, right?
You would.
When you mentioned climbing, that kind of threw me off.
It kind of rambles over. It doesn't really climb. It just rambles over.
And you can cut it by half as late as July and not cut into the flower bud potential.
Yes, I cut a couple of mine. A couple of mine are close to pathways. A couple of mine I just let go because they're farther into the beds.
Believe me, I'm not challenging you. I'm not challenging. I'm challenging the fact that I don't know this plant, and this just sounds great.
If you knew Claire Curtis, if you ever knew the mum Claire Curtis, this is an improved variety upon her.
Okay, and this is Country Girl.
Somebody found a better looking, better coloration of Clara Curtis and propagated it and called it Country Girl.
All right, and you have it in the lay ornamental garden. Where in that garden?
It is in the middle border along the pathway, close to the ponds.
Okay.
It's not on the other side of the line. It's closest to the ponds.
Okay, I got you. I know where you mean. That's great. All right. Autumn at the Arboretum finishes up when?
Today.
It
is finally done. Tomorrow we get to start throwing pumpkins away. It's an exciting day at the Arboretum.
Oh, wear your hip waders, right?
We've looked at pumpkins long enough, and we've picked up plenty of rotten ones, and now we're ready to get rid of all the rest.
I think you will be ready for the biz bag tomorrow night. Oh, my goodness. All right, and bulb planting begins on Monday. And why would you be planting bulbs?
Because it's the time to do it, and now we have a few hundred thousand.
I know. That was my setup to you. This is getting ready for Dallas Blooms in the spring, and it is the biggest bulb display you'll find anywhere in Texas, certainly in North Texas. All right, and that starts Monday, so it's never quiet at the Dallas Arboretum. The Children Adventure Garden, the Roy Myers Children Adventure Garden, that's a good thing to do when you have the kids out of school for a few hours or days, and you do need to buy your tickets ahead of time, and that's always done online. Is that the best way to do it? Tucker? I think we lost Tucker. That was not a very good phone connection. I'll drop him a note and say, hey, I think he was maybe at work and out in the wind. Anyway, the tickets for the Children's Garden are a separate purchase, and you need to do that online at dallasarboretum.org. They have an education series that begins in the spring, and you can see that at dallasarboretum.org. They are at 8525 Garland Road. Their angel display is probably open now, I believe, in the DeGallier House. And they have a collection of several hundred angels you've been hearing about in the newscast. 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. And if you'd like more information, their 24-hour number is 214-515 6500. 214-515-6500. DallasArboretum.org. Tucker Reed provided most of that report to us, and we thank him for that. Time now to tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery. And you know, this is the time of year that we hear about power outages brought on by winter storms, both here and elsewhere. And wherever you live, whether it's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or wherever you live the rest of your life, if you are planting trees, you need to think about how large those trees will grow in respect to utility lines and water lines and all the other things that are in their environment, especially things overhead that carry electricity. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore. They have an information number to help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete the project safely. And that is a toll-free number, 888-313-6862. And they advise, do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. You probably would have figured that out, but it just always amazes. People will try this or that. And so be very, very careful. And what you need to do is call 911 if you see smoke or fire coming from a power line. Get a certified arborist out. Otherwise, don't go near power lines when you're doing any work with your trees. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located. If you call 811 two business days before you start digging, they'll come out and mark them very visibly, mark where they are. All of this is available to you, and all this information also is on Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com, Encore Electric Service Delivery.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, and I'm proud to have you here as well. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Pat in Grand Prairie. Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. We have in our lawn green and the purple clover, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering if it's okay to spray it at this time of year.
It is. You need to be very mindful of what the weather forecast will be for the 48 hours after you spray, because you need to have 70 degree temperatures and no rain for that period of time. And I think we have some warm weather coming up. I'm trying to get my iPhone to load the Weather Channel, but I think we have a little bit of warm weather coming this week, and you might be able to find that window. I normally recommend people get that done in, it looks like if you were to put something out today at 67 degrees, you're pretty close. And then it really drops out by Wednesday, so you need to have it done today or in the morning. I recommend people get that done by mid-November normally, so we're beginning to get into days where the temperatures will not be quite warm enough, and your next window doesn't show up until February then in North Texas. So, you know, watch the weather carefully. You want to have it no wind to speak of, less than 10 miles an hour. You want to have no rain for 48 hours and 70 degree daytime temperatures. The product that I recommend and always have for my entire career for clover control is a broadleaf weed killer that contains 2,4-D, 2,4-D. And there are many brands on the market that have that product in them. A few of them only have it, and some have other products combined, and you have to be more careful with those because they are soil active. 2,4-D is not active in the soil. It just goes in through the leaves. I'm giving you a whole short course on clover control here, and I apologize. One other thing I would do, Pat, is I would use a tank sprayer. I would not use a hose-in sprayer. I'd use a tank sprayer, and I would put one drop of a liquid dishwashing detergent in with the weed killer in a gallon of water, one drop per gallon, and that will help it hold on the waxy leaves of the clover.
Okay.
The weed killer is not going to be fast-acting. It'll take a couple weeks to see the results, but it will work.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right, and we will come back and go to Manda in Paris, and I think probably to you then, if you call now. We've had really good phone call support here up until now, and now it's time to give that phone number again because we only have one call ahead of you. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9000. 800-288-9227. Please call right now, 800-288-9227. I'm going to give you another number, and that'll be to my magazine office, and it will be answered until 11 o'clock today. Now, you can order my brand new book online at neilsperry.com anytime, 24 hours a day. The book has really been going wonderfully. We will go to press with the book in February. It will be released on or before March 1 of 2014. I have put probably and will have put, I was just thinking at the news break, probably 1,000 hours into this book. It's going to be the book I have always dreamed that I would have. My magazine editor, Carolyn Skye, is doing heroic work at editing this book. She is a lifelong publications editor with a major university, retired and now works with my magazine and now on the book, and she's fabulous. And Cindy Smith is our graphic design artist who for the last 8 or 10 years did my garden calendar for me. I'm not doing calendars anymore. I said, Cindy, I'd like to work with you on a much bigger project. The calendar information, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, is in this book. 48 pages worth of it, as well as everything I've ever included in The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The second edition of that has sold about 1 million copies. I don't know the precise details. The publisher doesn't really tell me anything. So that's a different story. But anyway, it's time to update. It's 22 years old. This will include everything that the Boot Book has had, except it'll all be brand new updated. This book is only going to be $24.95 when it prints. Now, the price will go up as soon as we turn in a press count. So if you want the lowest price, you'll call today before 11. $7 shipping and handling. It will not be sold in stores. I'm going to handle it like I've done my calendars. It will be sold through my magazine office. $24.95, better deal is if you buy a subscription to my magazine at the same time, you'll get the $24.95 discount price on the book, and you'll also get half price on the magazine subscription. Total price, $36.90 plus the $7 shipping and handling. Call today. Call before 11. We have Christmas gift cards to give if you want to use this as a Christmas item. 1-800-752-GROW. But you need to call right now. If it's busy, call right back. It has been very busy. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. All right, let's talk about North Haven Gardens. Let's talk about a legacy garden center founded in 1951. Let's talk about a garden center that means so much to all of us. Have a stress-free holiday shopping at North Haven Gardens. They have gifts for everyone who cultivates a greener life. Amaryllis and paper whites to force indoors. Rosemary topiaries, orchids, raised vegetable bed kits, stylish garden accents, garden coach appointments, and much more. Talk to them about that garden coach opportunity. It's a wonderful deal. This holiday, go fresh, not fake. North Haven Gardens has their standard by their measure. They are the most outstanding Christmas trees grown in the U.S. They're a renewable resource. Like all trees, they're recyclable, provide much-needed oxygen while growing. Christmas trees and fresh holiday greens are in stock now, and they always have the best. They care for them just incredibly. Winter's a great time to plant. North Haven Gardens is well-stocked with perennials. They have camellias, many varieties, hellebore, Merlin, boxwood green tower, lauropetalum, purple diamond, smoke tree, grace is the variety name, oak leaf hydrangea, ruby slippers. They'll be open until 7 Thursday through Saturday, starting, already, and going through December 14 to make your holiday holiday shopping for fresh trees, greens, and garden gifts a little bit easier. North Haven Garden, 7700 North Haven Road. That's a block west of Central, between Hillcrest and Central. 214-363-5316, nhg.com. It's North Haven Gardens.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Come by and check out their Chihuly-inspired glass pieces, a wonderful addition to your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
We have had a couple of requests called in for the variety of chrysanthemum that Tucker Reed was talking about from Dallas Arboretum. I heard his phone cut out also as he gave the variety name the first time. It is Country Girl. Country Girl Chrysanthemum. So there you go. Serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981, it is my buddies at Arborological Services. Two of their people have been selected as Texas Arborists of the Year, and that is an award given singularly to one person who has meant more to the tree care industry than anybody else in the state for that year. And they also have 22 different years they have won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship, and that's one about safety and about good arborological practices. Arborological Services has won 22 out of 32 years. They are the best. They have college-degreed pathologists and foresters and plant and horticulturists on their staff, and they have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. You stack them up any way you want to build the block house there, you're going to find that Arborological Services has more credentials than just about anybody else in the southern United States. They are the best at any type of tree care. Give them your first call. They're the people who take care of my trees. That's Arborological Services at 866-552-7267. They're based right here. They are here. They do not go out of here. Here meaning the Metroplex. But they have a toll-free number, so it covers all these different area codes we now have. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. And on the web, it's arborological.com for Arborological Services. To our phones in Monda in Paris, Texas, and by the way, the phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Monda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a question about my begonia, please.
Okay.
I have a very large plant. It's about 3 foot tall, and it's in like a probably 12-inch pot. It was beautiful this summer, and it's still quite pretty. I have brought it into my sunroom. Now, my question is, do I just trim off the leggy ones, probably about a dozen of them, or do I trim it all back?
This is an angel wing type of begonia of some sort?
I do not know, Neil, but
okay, how large
I need to bring it in.
Sure. How large are the leaves?
The leaves are probably...
Size of your hand?
Yes.
Okay. That's probably one of the angel wing types. They have very oddly shaped leaves. They look like angel wings. I mean,
they do.
Yeah, okay. And there are many, many of them. I had a collection of about 400 varieties of begonias at one time, and there are thousands and thousands of them. What I would do, Monda, is I would trim, yes, the ones that are very tall, straight canes. I'd probably prune back into the canopy of the plant so that you don't see the cuts that you've made.
Right.
And those you would probably cut with good sharp pruning shears. Some of the others that are not that strong and bolt upright, you could even prune back a little bit. And those you might do just by snapping the growing tips out, maybe just an inch or two of the stem, and that'll make them branch and stay nice and full.
Okay. All right, well, that was my question. I didn't know whether I needed to cut it all the way back or...
No. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
Always leave maybe a third of the leaves or half of the leaves at a minimum, preferably more than that, as nurse leaves to keep the plant healthy and going.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. All righty. Folks, let me tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to take this break a little bit early because I have my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and Charlie is going to be screening some phone calls here in just a moment. Aren't you, Charlie? Charlie Trudeau is my screener today. That is really kind of predicated on the fact that I need to have you call right now. This, as I've said before, people are very, very busy between now and Christmas, and it does not embarrass me at all to say we do not have have a full phone bank right now, because come spring, I know we do, for 11 months or 10 and a half months out of the year, we'll have just locked up phones, but not right now. So call, if you will, please. If you have a question you've been intending to ask, this is your time. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I do want to give you the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and it is August. August is a sweet boy who loves to be held. He's a four-year-old Chihuahua mix transferred to the SPCA of Texas with 60 other dogs from the Tulsa Humane Society. And that was after two commercial breeders closed their operations and surrendered their dogs. This 8-pound boy loves his human companions, especially loves lying in his human companion's lap. That's kind of the way Chihuahuas are in the Chihuahua mixes. August is perfectly content spending a cozy Sunday afternoon in front of the fireplace with his forever family. If you're looking for the most precious boy around, come meet August today at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA of Texas. I also want to invite you to go to the SPCA to adopt cats and dogs of other kinds as well. There's no point in paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars when you can get a pet that's probably going to be healthier for you and certainly will love you a great deal for having been adopted by you. You become the hero to that dog, or I guess you can be a hero to a cat. Can you be a hero to a cat? Do cats even care? We have two little kittens that I will guarantee you do care. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, August already has been neutered. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines, and they are open noon until 6, 7 days a week at the shelter in McKinney. 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Stacy, just east of Custer Road by about a quarter of a mile. It's a lovely center, and you're invited to go out and see August and the other several dozens of other dogs that they have available for adoption. SPCA.org/findapet is the website to see pictures, photos of all the dogs and cats they and goats and everything else they have up for adoption. The Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Regular hours noon to 6, 7 days a week there as well. SPCA of Texas, Pet of the Week. I'm proud to tell you about these fine folks. Let me also invite you to join me on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry. We have approaching 21,000 people on that page, and it is gardening at its funnest, if you'll pardon that use of a strange word. Because it is gardeners helping other gardeners. I help wherever I can. If I don't know an answer, I'll tell you that. And some really exciting things come across that page. I really enjoy it. So take a look and sign up if you will, please. That's Neil Sperry on Facebook, NeilSperry. We're going to come back in just a moment. We have Para in Sherman, and we will have other calls. So give us a buzz if you'd like right now at 800-288-WBAP. I want to tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing Company. They've been providing plumbing services to the Dallas area and now the Metroplex since 1903, celebrating 110 years. Save 15% on a complete 15-point heating checkup. Make sure your furnace is safe and efficient through the winter. Call Dallas Plumbing at 214-340-6300 for all the details. 214-340-6300. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with the Dallas Plumbing Company air conditioning and heating Silver Star service plan for just $145 for one unit, $95 per year for each additional unit. Now that includes a 15-point inspection and a free 1-inch filter. Save energy and save space with a new tankless water heater, $100 discount on the installation. Add a hot water circulation pump to almost any faucet in your home or your business. Get instant hot water. Mention discount code R13 to take advantage of that offer. For more information, call 214-340-6300. We've been really happy customers of this company for many years prior to bringing them aboard here on the air. It's Dallas Plumbing, the best it gets. DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
A quick reminder that our home landscape school is coming up soon, and it is selling out rapidly. It will be all day Saturday, February 15. That will be at the Plano Center. You must pre-register. And Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I. Stephen is a really popular speaker all across the state of Texas, and he's a fine landscape designer as well. We will teach you the principles examples of good landscape design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, and how to use it effectively, how to have a perfect lawn. We will teach you how to design your landscape project to scale. You'll pick a project from your own home landscape. I want a new entryway. I want a better patio or more effective backyard landscape, whatever it is you would like. We'll design, help you design that to scale. You'll leave with that working drawing, and you'll have the knowledge of how to do additional designs in the future. Now, the landscape consultation that we give you comes 2 weeks after the February 15 all-day school. On March 1 or 2, you choose either Saturday or Sunday for your 30-minute consultation. It's all included, the all-day school, the consultation, all the materials, everything included in the registration fee. $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Our school is sponsored by Ag Power, John Deere McKinney, Callaway's Nursery, Encore Azaleas and Southern Living Plants, Monrovia Nursery, Wholesale Growers, Encore Electric Delivery, and Rubles Plants of Texas. We thank them. It's our home landscape school. You can also register at neilsperry.com. It's time now to check in with the WBP 24/7 newsroom, and it's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. It is 9:32 at the Brightling Oil and Gas News Desk. A big mess in Johnson County this morning. The story after your first weather and traffic. And our weather in touch forecast. Cloudy and warmer today. Should be dry in the DFW area, but might see some rain to the east of Dallas-Fort Worth. 70 for the high today. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler. We'll drop down to 48. Tomorrow, sunny and 71. We'll be up to 73 on Tuesday, and then maybe some cold weather by the end of the week. It is mostly cloudy now, 58 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Downtown Dallas, you've got debris in the roadway on southbound I-35E at Colorado Boulevard. In South Dallas, watch for debris in the road. Westbound I-20 at Spur 408 is going to be in the right center lane there. And in Fort Worth, police working an accident on Houston Street at West Weatherford Street. Well, authorities in Johnson County are working their way across a large field filled with debris this morning in Grandview. The debris is all that remains of a log cabin that blew up about 11 o'clock last night. Johnson County Sheriff Bob Alford says searchers are looking for anything that might help them determine whether there was someone in the cabin at the time. Says the initial investigation suggests the home was empty and attempts to contact the homeowner have been unsuccessful. Alford says the preliminary investigation also points to a propane leak as the cause of the blast. It's unclear what caused a passenger train to derail in New York City this morning, but a senior state official says terrorism is ruled out. Matt Kozar is at the scene, reports a number of people are dead, dozens more are injured.
Just speaking to a number of eyewitnesses this morning, describing to me just a horrific, terrible scene. A number of injured being pulled out, bloodied, people badly hurt being rushed into ambulances.
And police say five of seven cars on a Metro North commuter train in the New York City area derailed near the Hudson River. Administration officials say the government's healthcare website now works most of the time after a rocky rollout 2 months ago. Government says more than 50,000 people can now log on to the website and more than 800,000 will be able to shop for insurance coverage each day. Again, looking for a high today of 70, it's 58. At the Breitling Oil and Gas News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very, very much. Dalworth Fine Floors, I hope you will give them a try. I'd suggest that you go by 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Now, when you drive into that parking lot, you will say, well, it's a nice little shopping center, and you'll see the access point and the sidewalk and the entry into Dalworth Fine Floors, and then you'll open the door and you'll say, this is better than I expected. It's kind of the reaction I had anyway. It is an ordinary storefront on the outside, and on the inside, it is glorious flooring. They can put any kind of beautiful flooring in for you. You know how much I respect, you know how much I admire Dalworth Clean, the carpet cleaning and floor cleaning and resurfacing and all that. This is new floors, fine floors, beautiful floors. Heavy textured plush carpet, $279 a square foot installed. Textured Saxony carpet, $1.99 a square foot installed. New hardwood flooring, $679 a square foot installed. And tailored frieze carpet at $299 a square foot installed. They offer special financing up to 36 months for those with approved credit and a free 3-year spot and spill warranty on all carpet purchases. Makes sense to have one company responsible for everything from Dalworth Fine Floors to Dalworth Clean. They are the best. For the next best thing to new, it's Dalworth Clean. And for the brand new, beautiful floors of your dreams, it's Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. All that information at Dalworth.com.
Will traffic ever get better? Probably not. But the traffic reporters don't get any better than Laura and Monty. 24-hour right now traffic. News Talk, 820 AM, 99.5 FM, HD2, WBAP.
In all of the nursery industry, I have a handful of people that just impress me as nice to a different level of nice to do business with, nice to work with, nice to trust, nice to know. And Derek and Mike Wisnan, a son and father team, are in that category. They're just the best people. Well, they have added to what is already an incredible, shall we say, store, 22 acres of fine stone, whiz-cue stone, for all kinds of outdoor use in landscaping. Now they, this time of year, do Christmas lights. Christmas light displays in Fort Worth and Chesapeake Plaza use the same kinds of lights. Fully customize your Christmas decor this season with professional-grade, top-quality Christmas lights, LED and traditional light strands at 25-foot up to 1,000-foot rolls, retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LED. They have 10 colors and many styles, stakes and clips for easy installation. They also have contractor-grade greenery such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see a noticeable difference in the quality when compared to other outdoor Christmas lighting. Whiz-Cue Stone, supplier of Christmas lights. They do not install, however, but they can recommend people who do. They have a list of landscape contractors who do. For the experts at Whiz-Cue Stone, you need to stop by 6 days a week at 4501 East Loop 820 South, 4501 East Loop 820 South, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz-Cue Stone. If you missed the number to my magazine office to order my new book, it's 800-752-4769. To call me now with a plant question, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. All right, thank you. And we go now to Para in Sherman. Para, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
Well, I recently bought my home and inheriting a lot of landscaping work. And the first thing that I'm going to do is sod my yard. My entire front yard is probably needs to be built up about 4 to 5 inches just because it's low lying below the driveway and the foundation of the house. And then I'm going to lay sod and the whole yard is weed. So I've had somebody come out and they said I need probably about 60 to 100 yards of dirt. And I'm just kind of curious if I need to, this spring, kill off all of those weeds before I lay like 4 inches of dirt and then the sod on top of that, or what your best recommendation would be for a yard full of weeds that I need to sod.
Well, a lot of it would have to do with what the weeds are. I would not be the least bit concerned about winter weeds, things like clover and dandelions and annual bluegrass, things, things like that. You don't need to sod, should not sod until spring anyway. You don't want to be planting St. Augustine until into the spring, into April. So you do have a lot of time ahead of you to think about what you want to do. It certainly does not hurt to apply a glyphosate-only weed killer to that area. That would be like the original Roundup that only had glyphosate. They now have other products in the conglomerated name of Roundup that have other active ingredients that I'm not so crazy about people using, but the original glyphosate is just fine.
Is that a like granules or is that a
no? That's
spray
a spray.
That spray
that's
the yard?
A spray.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a spray. And I would use that if I saw Dallas grass. That's the one that would worry me the most. If you have Dallas grass, then I would probably treat. Let me speak over your shoulder just a moment, Cliff. You're right behind on the phone lines, and don't think that this is your answer. Please hang with me if you will, sir. He has a different bend on Dallas grass question.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want him to hear this and think this was the only answer. In your case, I would wait until April. I would wait till April to do anything. Then I would spray the Dallas grass after it's up and growing and green. and give it a couple weeks to be killed, and then at that point bring your soil in. Maybe okay. rototill first, maybe rototill, and then bring the topsoil in.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Let me go to Cliff in McKinney. Now you're on the air. How can I help you, Cliff?
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
I've got an extensive large area of Bermuda that has gone dormant, and it's completely covered and has been for years with Dallas grass. My intentions were to, late in the season here after the Bermuda has gone dormant, to spray that Dallas grass while it's still green so you wouldn't notice it in the Bermuda, and then hit it again in the spring. Is that a good idea?
You're not going to get any good effect, and you run a huge, gigantic risk of damaging your Bermuda. And let me explain all of this. Number one, the glyphosate-only weed killer I just described to her and that I'm describing to you and that you're already aware of will not go into the soil, so that's not going to be a problem. The problem comes in that the Bermuda is nowhere near completely dormant yet. You have to get temperatures down into the teens before the runners turn brown. And that's what you're really counting on. And so there might be a time. I've been on Facebook now for almost 4 years, and there was one time in that 4 years in late January where we had a little bit of a warm spell after extreme cold. And I said, all right, folks, I'm going to say something I rarely would say. And that is, you could try to control Dallas grass right now because, look, this Dallas grass, I had a photo with it. This Dallas grass has green to it. It's warm enough. And the Bermuda is completely dormant if you hurry. Do not use this information 2 days from now. I mean, it was that timely. So, you know, at that point, Cliff, you take that chance and go ahead and do it. On the other hand, what are you going to have if you don't do something? You're going to have Dallas grass forever, and you don't want that. So somebody posted a suggestion on my Facebook page I really like. I've never used it, never thought of it before, but they cut the bottom out of a one-gallon milk jug and used a wand sprayer to apply the glyphosate. They'd put that down over the Dallas grass clump, and so worst case, they would kill an area the size of a milk jug, and that makes a lot of sense. I think that's a great idea, but you know, I'd give it a try, but I'd wait farther into the winter, and when you do that, you do know that there's a pretty good risk that you'll kill some Bermuda that you didn't want to. Now, you said wait until spring to clean it up at that point. That would be disastrous. That will really kill the Bermuda at that point. So it's
okay,
just
very
it is
good.
It is a horrible weed. I wrote that part of my new book yesterday. I had to edit it a little bit because that page was running a little long, and I anguished every word I put down on Dallas grass control, because with MSMA gone now, we just don't have any ally. All we can do is use stuff that kills everything.
Right.
Frustrating. I'm frustrated, Cliff. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see where we are today. We go to Lou in Duncanville. Lou, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
You doing great?
Doing fine.
I am too.
I need help with a tropical hibiscus.
All right.
I bought it this spring. It's tree form.
All right.
It was about 3 foot tall. It is now about 6 foot tall, and I need to know when to prune it, how to prune it, to carry it through the winter, or do I wait till spring to prune it?
No, I think you've got to live in your house. I mean, it'd be kind of sad if you moved it in the house and you had to live in the garage as a result. So I vote that you do what you need to do to get it inside. It's probably going to drop.
Well, it's inside now.
All right. It's probably going to drop some of its leaves indoors, Lou, because it's not going to get as much light as it was used to. Is it near a door that is an easy access in and out? Could you put it out on warm days like today and then bring it in if it's going to get cold?
It's too big for that, too heavy for me.
Okay, how about on a plant dolly?
I might be able to do that. I've got it in a west window.
There are some very heavy duty and very easy to roll plant dollies, and beyond that, I guess you need a butler. But you, it really will do better if you can get it out into a little more light a lot of the time. You could prune it back if it was 3 feet tall. You could certainly prune it back to 4.5 feet, you know, half of that new growth.
Okay, I see where the original grower, you know, had topped it.
Right, and that's what they do.
They just
yeah. Well, I'd get back close to that, but not quite that far.
In other words, above that cut.
That's correct. You want to let it get a little bit larger each time, and every time you make a cut like you're going to be doing, it's going to cause it to send out two or three branches when it does start growing.
Okay.
But I would keep it moist. I would not fertilize it during the wintertime. Your goal is for pretty much for it to maintain status quo, not to try to grow indoors.
Right. Okay. But when do I do it, now or
do I would
I
do
wait
it,
till...
I'd do it now. I'd shape it now. I'd trim it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it still has buds and blooms on it, so I can wait a little bit.
As you wish.
Okay.
You wish. All right. Appreciate your call. All right. Take care. Her clock is right on the money. Yeah, maybe 1 minute late, but that's it's a winding clock. That's what happens. Hazel and Phyllis, stay with us. We will get to you in just a moment. Right now, I want to do my last ad for this day on my new book. And I am loving doing this book. It's long, hard hours. I was telling my wife early this morning that being a writer, I'd forgotten how very isolating it is when you really want to maintain a train of thought. I want this book to be the best thing I have ever turned out. It will be available on or before March 1. That is the print date that we have given to the printer. It's going to be printed in San Antonio. I wanted a book that I'm writing, and in fact, I'm self-publishing this book because I just wanted to have the control over what it looked like, how it was laid out, and all of that. And you never get that when you go with another publisher. It just is a lot more fun to do it this way. And I wanted it to be Texas-born and bred and Texas-printed. And so it's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's really taking shape now. My editor, Carolyn Skye, has edited many, many publications through her years. And she said, Neil, this is going to be a lovely book. And our artist is doing a wonderful job, Cindy Smith. Now, here it's going to have everything I've ever written compiled into one book. That's about what it boils down to. It's going to be all of the information that you got in my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening 22 years ago. That book is really out of date, and we're completely updating that. It will have all the information you've gotten each year on when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray in my calendar. Since I'm not doing calendars anymore, that information will all be in the book, but 48 pages instead of 12, and all the information from our posters. Huge amount of information, a lovely book, and only $24.95, the pre-order special. You need to call before 11 today. We're holding our office open one extra hour. It's open until 11 today. We can make a wonderful Christmas gift for someone for you. We have cards that you can present, and we can get the magazine in their hands before Christmas, so they'll know that they're getting that, plus the book. And I kind of jumped ahead there. The best offer I have for you is the book along with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The book at $24.95 will never be priced that low again. The magazine has never been sold at half price before, and it is with this offer. And so the total price of the book and the magazine, $36.90. You can buy the book by itself at $24.95 if you wish. Either one of them has a $7 shipping and handling charge on the book. It's not going to be sold in stores. It's not going to be sold on Amazon. It's available to you by calling this number or by going to my website. Website is neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call right now before 11 today, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
A specimen quality tree is a gift that keeps on giving. And right now, you can save up to 30% with Shades of Green's annual tree sale. Choose from a wide selection of 10-gallon and larger and bald and burlap trees, from the common varieties like oaks and crepe myrtles to the uncommon trees like Shantung maple and Mexican plum. But hurry, the sale ends December 31st. Make Shades of Green your one-stop shop for all your holiday needs. Gift certificates are available with no-stress shopping for all your favorite gardeners. And fresh, beautiful poinsettias have just arrived. Shades of Green continues to have phenomenal selections of shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, perennials, and annual color. Fresh shipments arrive weekly at Shades of Green in Frisco. If you're dreaming up new landscape ideas, Shades of Green can help. Call and sign up for a design consultation with one of their in-house designers. They specialize in planning and installing unique landscape ideas with low maintenance and low water requirements. Check them out at the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green in Frisco, for the right plant, right place.
It's our 19th annual Home Landscape School. That's Saturday, February 15, 2014, all day in Plano, 9 to 5. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and I will teach you the principles of good landscape design, how to do a landscape plan to scale, the best trees and shrubs for your Texas landscape, how to do bed layout and design, and how to place the plants within those beds, how to have the best annual and perennial color program, terrific Texas turf grass, how to design effective entryways and front gardens and fun patios and backyards. You will leave with a two-scale drawing of your own landscape improvement project. In fact, we'll even give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional 2 weeks later, either March 1 or March 2. I hope you'll sign up before we run out of seats. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, or register online at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
All right, that one goes into the trash can too, Lee. Just put them out with, they don't even need to go to the compost. Somebody might catch something from them. Folks, that I've had that 6 or 7 weeks. I still hack around once in a while. And I just told Lee off the air that, you know, one more antibiotic pill to take. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe I have gotten better. Holy cow, that was just, I'm so sorry to put you through that. Had to have that recording. Anyway, back to reality here. I need to tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. This is the sponsor I have that I hope you never need to call. It'd be nice if you never needed to remember the phone number 214-333-0003. You know what? I don't know how well you remember phone numbers, but try to forget that one. I love that number. It just kind of has rhythm to it. 214, you know that is a local area code. That's been around forever. 214-333-0003. There you are, Advanced Foundation Repair. You can carry that anytime. You're out doing something in the yard. You say, oh, I think I have a foundation problem. You don't even have to go look it up. You can call them, and they will come. The home inspection is absolutely free. They will look very carefully for any evidence of foundation problems. Sometimes those cracks are only cosmetic. Sometimes they indicate much more serious problems. They'll give you an estimate of what they would do, and it will probably be, I've had so many people tell me, they are so much more affordable than the other companies that we called. They've been, and I've been advertising for them for 18 years, almost 19 years now. Proudly so, I might add. I've used their services, and they are the real deal. Advanced Foundation Repair. FoundationRepairs.com, plural. FoundationRepairs.com. All right, let's all say it together. Let's see if we make the newscast tonight. What were these people muttering at the same time? 214-333-0003. We go to Hazel in Colleyville. Hazel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm calling, and I'm not sure I can describe this, but I have something growing in my yard, and it grows flat on the ground, and it has a little sticker thing. It has, like, little spurs, and it's like they track in it in the house and get in the carpet, and then they get in your feet.
All right.
I don't know what it is, and they spread rapidly.
All right. Are they growing right now? Are they through for this year?
Well, I think I'm not really sure because I poured some vinegar on some of them and they died earlier.
Well, vinegar is not, that's somebody else's cause. That is not something I endorse. Yeah.
I know, but someone told me it would work.
Okay.
But you can't do that because it costs too much.
Well, that's one reason you can't do it. Another is that I don't think it's legally labeled. Look at the label and see how it tells you to use it.
Okay.
I won't even touch that product as an advertiser because it just says this is vinegar. Don't get it in your eyes. Don't use it to cook. This is vinegar. The label itself just says that. Then the little sheet of paper over there on the tabletop says what its claim is for weed control. What I would recommend to you is take a sample of the weed while it's growing actively to a Texas certified or master certified nursery professional, Hazel. We've got to know what kind of weed you have before we can help you.
Right.
Don't have to know the name, but for example, it could be graspers, it could be to another extreme goat heads, it could be all kinds of burrs. Lots of plants, beggar's lice has burrs. That won't hurt, but nonetheless, there are lots of plants that have burrs, and you've got to have it at least into a category to know whether it's annual or perennial, whether it's a grass or broadleafed weed, and then whether it is cool season or warm season. Those are your three pairs of questions you have to be able to answer. And you heard me start to ask those. Is it growing now, or has it finished for the season? That is it cool season or warm season? And when we don't have that answer, then I can't go much farther. That's what I would do. Take a sample to a nurseryman, and they will show you the right product.
How about, I have a Callaway's close by. Would they?
They'd be great. They would be absolutely fabulous. They are very talented people.
Okay, I'll take it to them.
They will help you. They're very, very good. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Phyllis in Burleson. Phyllis, hey. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I've listened to you forever, and I'm an old lady, so be patient with me.
Well, I'll be patient, but I have only about a minute and a half where I'm off the air.
No, you don't have time. But anyway, I have a hanging plant, and my brother brought me a cutting from Hawaii, and he said it was a Hoya, H-O-Y-A.
I'm very familiar with Hoyas.
Are you really?
Absolutely. I have grown as many as 20 different kinds of them. They're in the milkweed
family.
They're
so beautiful with a little round circle of flowers every once in a while.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I need, it's all root bound, you know, and it has to be root bound. And it's mostly all roots, and I need a larger plant and a larger container.
Okay.
And I need to know how to transplant it.
All right, I will help you with that, Hazel. I'm going to let you listen on the radio because I hear it playing pretty loudly in the background. What you need to do with Hoya, or wax plant they're called, there are a lot of different kinds of them, and they're beautiful. You need to plant them in a potting soil that drains really well. I would get a very lightweight potting soil. When you pick it up, it feels very light. It'll have a lot of bark, and it'll have a lot of sphagnum peat moss in it. And then I would add probably 10 or 20% perlite, and I would add probably 20% either expanded shale, or I would add sandblasting gravel from the aquarium store. I use that a lot with my succulents. And then a clay pot, and I would go ahead and repot it right now, and it should do very well for you. Bright light. The only problem you have with Hoyas is they do attract mealybugs. You'll have to watch for those. Thank you, Phyllis, very much for the call. Lee Riza, Charlie Trudeau, thank you both for making the program wonderful, and to all of you who have listened, join me at neilsperry.com. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry. And the number to my magazine office, if you'd like to call before 11, 800-752-4769. Happy gardening.